have to say right here, the first line of this homily does not reflect what we just saw, but it does reflect where some of us are living right now. And it is, this shit is getting real. It's not poetry, but it packs some truth this first week of January 2020. This real is dangerous. Getting to real, it's not easy or nice either. I am feeling the terror born of unlimited power in the hands of leaders who are so very limited in their motivations and in their capacity to care for others' lives. I pray they find the wisdom to de-escalate the conflict they began as expedient and glorifying to themselves. There is so much real danger on this forming edge of our lives. I come here to be with you today just to feel my breath, to see the beautiful faces and dances, and the power of community in the face of it all. How will we dare to be real in a future that feels so precarious? In a new year, both past experience and present reality press us to respond. It demands some courage to speak your truth, to speak to power, to speak to love, to speak to yourself the unflinching and unvarnished truth, and speak it to whomever will listen. This is a path, a journey rather than a destination. This path toward integrity takes personal effort. It takes unmasking the tiny self-centered urges and all the ways we pretend to ourselves that we deserve better. We deserve more love and less grief. Anything, we deserve anything but what is presenting itself to us right now. It takes unmasking the perfect, competent, and always put together image so that the genuine can shine through and simply respond authentically from our truest selves. This path to getting to real, it takes work and effort on our part, though sometimes that work may sound like silence and look like stillness. Because it is in these places where the meanings of our words and actions can grow and mature. It takes both action and reflection to grow in this world. And then there is the path to real that just happens to you. Marjorie Williams in The Velveteen Rabbit describes it this way in her world of talking, living, feeling toys. Real isn't how you are made, said the skin horse. It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not to, just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real. That kind of real, born of love and years of tending to it, cannot be earned or planned for. It just is. In this version of real, the masks we can hide behind are literally rubbed off like endless tissues on runny noses, rubbed off with old and familiar arms to hold us in our sadness, rubbed by years of being loved. A person, too, can become real at last that way. So whichever path you find yourself on, I do hope you get to the real part. Because I like people who are real, which is why I seem to like Unitarian Universalists. My colleague Emily Bogus reflected this week that we become a member of a congregation not just when we sign the book and make a pledge, but we become real members when we finally shed those consumer habits of shopping for what we like and what feels good to me and become committed to the whole messy experiment of being in community. So that's our faith journey. It's an unfolding spiral path that circles deeper and wider with every turn of the earth around the sun. We do not always know where we are going, but we are assured that our companions on the journey are trying to live out values grounded in human dignity and a commitment to love and justice for all. Because of this, a real Unitarian Universalist is willing to listen with compassion, is willing to be changed and to grow and learn, is willing to sacrifice for what is needed for the common good of all people. This idea of our collective liberation is a shining star worth aspiring to. And to be sure, there are many people in the world who will never be a Unitarian Universalist who also share these values. That's a source of hope. Our real strength is in the partnerships we create within and beyond this community. Our liberation is bound up in the liberation of all who inhabit this small blue-green planet. So on this Let It Be Sunday, the first Sunday of a new year and a new decade, I find it interesting that Paul McCartney's motivation for the words of his song was a form of de-escalation. The story goes that during a stress-filled period of his life, his mother, who had died when he was 14 years old, spoke to him in a dream, telling him, in the face of all that anxiety and worry, to just let it be. Let it be. This is a point of wisdom that can alter the very shape of our future today. In the right moment, to let it be is profoundly peace-producing. It takes some inner strength to let go of the anxiety of conflict and go to a deeper place of stillness. And if we can go there, our actions can influence others around us. When cruelty and aggression seem to consume the very air we breathe, letting it go enough to pause is one thing we can do, to not let it consume us and everything we love. But such retreat is not the only step in getting real, is it? It's just one step on the journey. Everything we do affects everything else because we are so intertwined and dependent. This line from Cloud Atlas says what needs to be said. Our lives are not our own. We are bound to others, past and present, and by each crime and by every kindness, we birth our future. So in this very real game of life, the challenge is to dare to be fully yourself. Dare to give the gift of this unique self to the hurts of the world. Dare to love who you love. Dare to love your enemy. Dare to show up and help to birth a future that is worthy of all that love. Dr. Omid Safi, American professor of Asian and Middle Eastern studies at Duke University, says something like this, to paraphrase. If you have an inner voice telling you that how this country is right now is not right, that anti-Semitic attacks are not right, that shootings are not right, that racism isn't right, that treating immigrants as they are isn't right, we are bound to honor that voice. It's your heart reminding you that love is real, that there is a more beautiful way to live. Nurture this voice and then link it to others. This is the urgent need to be real we dare to work for together. There is so much beauty, so much kindness and goodness upon which to build this world we dream about. How can you not see it all around you today? And it's the reason I come here, to be filled with enough hope and all of it. The sweet stillness and the lively spirit, the curious, brave, daring, again and again, to just be